You are listening to the Food Means Business podcast, which features the personal stories and secret ingredients behind what it's like to abandon your day job to start a CPG food and beverage business. I'm Janaba Johnson-Jones, former marketing executive turned entrepreneur and founder of food business incubator Hudson Kitchen. Join our community of fellow food business owners and subject matter experts to learn and laugh with us as we explore a startup world that's a little more culinary and a lot less corporate these days. Right. This is a special episode of the Food Means Business podcast. It's actually our 50th episode, and I'm so happy to welcome Jason Bedard. He is the Vice President of Merchandising for Food for Thrive Market. So welcome, Jason.
Thanks, Janaba. It's great to be here, and it's exciting to be here on your 50th episode as well.
Yes, I'm really excited about having 50 episodes under my belt. So thank you for being here. So Jason, please, before we talk about Thrive Market, because I know our listeners want to hear all about how to get into Thrive Market, I would love to hear about you and your career trajectory. I believe you are a supermarket lifer.
So I am a supermarket lifer. I've been doing the supermarket business since I was 16, bagging groceries. I thought at first that I was going to be too good to work the supermarket world. I was valedictorian in my high school class, so I was thinking, like, I'm going to work in the supermarket as a part-time job after school, make a little bit of money. I was in college. I was on my way to law school. I was wanting to be a corporate lawyer. But through college, I also worked at another retailer called The Fresh Market. They had just opened a store in Gainesville, Florida. I went to the University of Florida. Go Gators. If you out there are Gators fans. But I was a front-end manager and a deli manager through college. And when I graduated from college, I was accepted to law school, but I got an offer from the Fresh Market corporate office. They saw me kind of as a rising star within the deli world and invited me to apply for a category manager position at their corporate office, which I got and made my way from Gainesville, Florida up to Greensboro, North Carolina, where I was a category manager for deli and prepared foods for Fresh Market for about 5 years, and then got an opportunity to move over to the produce world when I was offered a position at Earth Fair based in Asheville, North Carolina, where I was there for almost 3 years as a produce category manager and eventually a director of produce for Earth Fair. And then some of our executives from Earth Fair moved up to the big city, New York City, became executives at a very well-known established retailer there called Fairway Market, where I landed with them as a vice president over pretty much all the fresh divisions. So deli, prepared foods, catering, cafe, helped run the production and distribution center there that where we made a lot of our baked goods and deli foods. And I was there for 5 years, unfortunately left through the bankruptcy where they were acquired by Village Supermarkets. And then during that time, it was early pandemic, Thrive Market approached me and said, we have a senior director of merchandising for food open. Would you like to apply? Went through all the interview process via Zoom. Granted, it was during the pandemic. Actually interviewed with COVID. I had COVID at the time. Very mild side effects on my side, but and was asked to come join the team, which was very thankful for. I've been doing it for almost 4 years. I have an amazing team that I work with and can't imagine myself anywhere else helping Thrive Market push the mission forward of making healthy food, healthy, sustainable living, affordable and accessible. So
that's awesome. So talk a little bit about Thrive Market and the kind of the, how your department is structured.
Thrive Market, so we're an online grocery retailer. We're on a mission, like I said, of making healthy, sustainable living, affordable and accessible. We're a certified B Corp. I think we're the largest certified B Corp online retailer in the U.S., also the largest non-GMO online retailer in the U.S. So lots of large scale operations that we have as an online retailer. I oversee the food portion of Thrive Market, which includes our ventures with our third-party brand partners, as well as our private label venture. So our product innovators who develop everything under our Thrive Market brand on the food side report into me. So I get to have my hands in pretty much all things food. And then we've got a similar team on the other side for home health and beauty. So we have a vice president and a product innovation group that's working on home and body care and supplements and vitamins and things like that for product innovation. And then a category management team working with third-party brands as well.
Got it. So what's a day in the life of Jason?
Day in the life of Jason, lots of meetings, lots of meetings, strategizing with our next move. We're on this massive trajectory right now where beginning of the year is when we see our biggest membership growth. So we're working and trying to lock in our annual operating plan and finish getting that structured and then in place so that our category managers and product innovators have some strong goals to hit. But it's just been crazy. The last 2 years have just been massive for us in the amount of membership growth that we're seeing, which is then in turn on our side, really trying to find products and develop products that as our membership base grows, the dynamic of how our members interact with our catalog grows. So we're always looking at sourcing new trends and new diets and how we go to market with our products and just making sure that we have a catalog that we're flipping over constantly and providing our members with some new and exciting things. So like I said, lots of meetings with our internal folks, meetings with our outside partners as well. So strategizing, planning what our next move is, what our next product innovation endeavor is going to be, what our next partnership is going to be, either on the branded side. We also do some co-branded collaborations with a lot of our partners. So strategizing on that as well.
So talk a little bit about membership at Thrive Market. You mentioned that it's like, because it's the beginning of the year, you see kind of the growth there. What accounts for that? Is it that whole new year, new me, want to be healthy thing? Or is there something else that accounts for the growth?
Yeah, so it does trend at the beginning of the year where people are trying to get on a diet trend or help themselves become a healthier version of themselves. And they come to us because all of our products are rooted within some sort of health focus. So all of our food items are non-GMO. We have really strict standards where we have about 400 banned ingredients within our food products. On the home health and beauty side, I think there's about 700 ingredients that they ban on their side. So we have our jobs cut out for us when we're really vetting products. So our members come to us on that health journey of just trying to be a healthier, better version of themselves. Also, our acquisition team just ramps up really heavy during the beginning of the year. We spend more in marketing, of course, like every other retailer. But I think that the efforts that our acquisition team has put forth the last 2 years have just been extremely fruitful for us. The messaging that we're sending out there with the healthy swaps that we have for those known brands or known products that our members may have eaten in the past when they're a child. We have healthy swaps for those that's really resonating with folks that are discovering Thrive Market. So it's really exciting for us as well. And where we see these trends of nostalgia, it's fun for us to go out and either find new brands that are following that trend or help our current brand partners innovate in that space as well.
Got it. So who is the Thrive Market member? Who is the customer?
Yeah, so we call our customers members. We're a membership model. So as a membership model, we do have a membership fee, but that provides our members with exclusive access to amazing deals. There's also a gives component to our membership. So we want our products to be accessible and affordable to everyone in the 48 states that we ship to. So there might be members that come through that can't afford a membership that still want to shop our platform. So we have a gives program for every membership that is paid for by a member. We also give a free membership to someone that applies through our gives program. Could be low-income family, could be a first responder, could be a healthcare worker. So there's an application process and we've got an expanding membership base, but also an expanding gives membership base as well. So that's really exciting for us. But we call our members wellness champions. So they're really looking for products that are rooted in health, in things that are really, I guess, functional for how their lifestyle is. So if they are celiac, we've got a massive membership base that shops our gluten-free selection. If you're looking for keto products, low sugar, low carb, we've got about 80 filters on our website where you can shop by diets or shop by cause, shop by sustainability. So you know kind of where your dollar is going and how it's going towards back into the system. If it's through ethical sourcing, if it's through sustainable sourcing, if it's through going into diet-specific products, you can shop our site that way. So they're wellness champions. They're coming in looking for products that are great for them, great for their family. We have a high penetration of members that have families. So kids, one of our fastest growing areas is actually babies and kids. So one of the things we're trying to really do is capture the member at the beginning of their family life cycle. So capture them when they've had a baby, and then keep that member throughout their journey as their kids grow up. And then hopefully in years and years down the road, convert their kids to Thrive Market shoppers as well.
Got it. So before we jumped on the call, we kind of talked about you going to Expo West in a couple of weeks. Can you talk about what you'll be looking for when you're there?
Yeah, Expo West is like our Super Bowl. It's the biggest event of the year for us. So we are always on the lookout for products that are going along with the trends. Like I said, babies and kids is a massive growing segment for us. So looking for products that are going to really coordinate to each life stage of our members' families. Another big area that's massively growing for us is just the convenience sector.
Yeah.
We saw during the pandemic that the convenience type products didn't grow as much as people being at home. I want to cook. I want to try making global flavors and things like that myself. So we did see cooking sauces and spices and things like that grow during the pandemic, not so much on the frozen meals. Now it's back to busy. So we're seeing a lot of convenience on the uprise. Frozen meals, things like snack packs and pre-portioned out servings of snacks, cookies, crackers, sticks, jerky, things like that. So we're on the lookout for that. And as a mission-based retailer, also last year we switched to be a public benefit corporation. So our mission is rooted in how we go to business. And we're always looking for brands that are aligned with our mission and really putting forth their best foot on sustainability, health. One of the big areas that we're really investing in is regenerative organic and regenerative agriculture. We've introduced over the last year and a half or so many of our private brand, of our own brand products on the regenerative organic side. So looking for partners that will continue on that journey of not just going organic, but also putting back into the earth on the regenerative side.
So we talked a little bit about your kind of stringent qualifications for brands. Can you talk a little bit more about how you're evaluating them? When do you evaluate them throughout the year? People send you product all the time. Like, kind of, how does that work? How does somebody kind of get into your ecosystem to be evaluated?
Yeah, so we get a lot of product pitches or brand pitches through tons of different avenues. So I get cold calls. I don't know how they get my number, but I get cold calls. I get cold texts. I get cold emails. We get pitched through brands on LinkedIn. Our preferred method of getting pitched products is through RangeMe. We have a nice page set up with a link to RangeMe. It's thrivemarket.com/brand-partnerships. So they can go there, click a link, and it'll take you to our RangeMe submission page. On that submission page, you can also view our category review calendar. So we've gotten to a point where we just can't review products whenever during the time of year. We've put together a really nice category review calendar that keeps our category managers really focused on what's important at that specific time of year. And it's really gauged towards launching the right products at the right time of year. We don't want to launch soups in May. I'm going into the summer. We don't want to launch sunscreen and things like that in November going into the winter. So that category review calendar really keeps us on track to launching products at the right time of year. It helps us, but it also helps our brand partners to make sure their products are successful on our platform and they're not getting a false negative when we start reviewing sales and reviewing performance. And if they're not performing up to par, one of the things is, are they launched during the right time of year where members are really in that mindset of utilizing their products? So on RangeMe, there's a series of questions that they'll go through. As I said earlier in the interview, that we are a strict non-GMO retailer on the food side. So it'll ask you a question, is your product organic? If it's yes, then you can move on. If it says no, then it'll ask you, is your product non-GMO? It doesn't have to be project verified, but we prefer those types of certifications. It just makes it easier for us. If it's not project verified, you can still say, yes, it's non-GMO, but we will ask a lot of questions. We will deep dive into COAs of ingredients and things like that, just to verify that the products that you're putting forth do meet our standards. And then again, going through all the different questions about kind of what's important to us, just how is the company rooted? Is it women owned? Is it BIPOC founded? those types of things are really important to us, and making sure that we are partnering with brands that are just on a mission, and they're rooted and founded based on a mission as well. And then during the appropriate time, the category manager will go and review those products that have been submitted and made it through the initial vetting process that all the click-throughs on RangeMe. And then we'll schedule a meeting. We'll schedule some time to chat with the brand. We'll schedule samples to go to the appropriate people at their houses or our office. And then during that review period, we also internally look at how is our overall category doing? How is it doing compared to industry standards? We pull a lot of data from spends. And then we also look at gaps when we pull the data in spends. Are there brands out there that we don't carry that are performing extremely well, that meet our standards, that are on a mission? We will go out and seek those brands, but it's a lot easier for us to find those brands that have submitted to us and are really eager to be on the Thrive Market platform.
So what's the time frame? So say it's the right time for ice cream, making it up, right? So what is the time frame from submitting the product on RangeMe through going through the sampling process and getting actually on the virtual store shelves?
It's usually about a 6-month process. So we start way, way, way in advance of when we want to be launching these products. It depends on how the brand is actually being distributed to us. Sometimes if the brand is going direct with us, we can launch a lot faster than the 6-month type of timeline. A lot of times for new brands, they are going through UNFI, who is one of our massive distributor partners that distributes a lot of products to us, but also helps us with bringing us new and emerging brands that may not necessarily qualify for us to bring in direct. Like I said, it's about 6 months or so. I would say other retailers I've been at, also having some team members on my team that came from other retailers, the 6-month timeline is about a third of what it takes to get on the shelves of other retailers. So we've really boiled down the process and making sure that when you submit, like, we're trying to get you to our members as quickly as possible.
That's great. So what piece of advice do you have for an emerging brand that wants to work with Thrive Market?
Yeah, I would say go on to RangeMe, submit during the time when we're taking submissions for the category review. Really put your best foot forward on the application process. It will ask you questions about your story, how you were founded. I would say really, really, if you think you're over embellishing, you're not. We love brand stories. We love bringing those brand stories to our members. Our members love hearing about these emerging brands. They love hearing the story. Our members are very apt to look at the qualities of a brand. They're not just going to say, oh, the packaging's pretty, and click and put it in their package. They're going to click into the product display page. They're going to read the story. They're going to look at the packaging and look at nutritionals and look at all the call outs and claims and things like that. So that's what we're going to look for. We put our member hat on as we're looking at products, and we're making sure that we're bringing the best products for what our members are looking for. So really go all in with the storytelling, go all in with making sure you're clicking all the certifications that your product and your brand align with. And we're going to bring that to our members.
So let's switch gears a little bit and talk about you a little bit more. What do you do for self-care? And I ask this to everyone because we're all so busy, where most of us are in front of computers or doing something all day. And it's like, don't step away. What are you doing to like relax and take care of yourself?
So before I had the back surgery, which we had talked about before, I used to run. When I grew up, I was not a runner. I was not athletic. I weighed about 100 pounds more than I weigh now. And then even now, I weigh about 50 pounds more than I weighed when I was running. But I had to unfortunately have a back surgery about a month ago that corrected a herniated disc that I got subsequently from running. But 2017, I got into running. I ran the New York City Marathon in 2017. 2019, I ran the Chicago Marathon. And then 3 weeks later, I ran the New York City Marathon. And then I haven't run since 2019. The pandemic happened, and I also had a stress fracture in my foot after that marathon. So I got into cycling and running a little bit here in Denver. And unfortunately, the back issue just kind of put me out of commission. I'd say running is the cheapest form of therapy. I'm a huge Taylor Swift fan, by the way. So I'd put my earbuds in and on Taylor Swift, and I would just run, and I would just keep running until I felt tired. So that was one thing that I did.
Yeah.
Now I go on walks. I have a little Frenchie. He turns 1 year old and on Sunday, actually. So I take him outside at night. We've got beautiful weather here a lot of time in Denver. So I take him for walks and while walking, listening to Taylor Swift, of course. So that's what I do. I'm going to try to get back into running. I've got a Peloton behind me over here. So I'm going to try to get back into doing some cycling as well. And then I just get outdoors. I'm in Denver, Colorado. I'm 30 minutes away from the mountain. So I can get out and breathe nice, clean air and just kind of de-stress. I also like to cook.
So what do you like to cook?
Everything. I think over the last year or so, I've really gotten into baking, baked cakes. In my career throughout the grocery business, I used to decorate cakes. Okay. I would do like piping and things like that. Okay. I worked in the store. If I was the manager on duty and there wasn't anyone in the bakery that could actually write on a cake, I'd be the one back there and write happy birthday to on the cake and things like that. So I've been really getting into baking, decorating cakes and things like that here at home.
That's amazing. I was going to say, like, I started running. Well, I stopped running, but I ran the New York City Marathon in 2015. And then I stopped running after that. Like, I went through the whole process to qualify. And I was like running a friend challenged me. And after I ran, I was like, I'm good. I'm done. But I've been thinking a lot about it lately, like getting back into it. Cause it was really.
We should do it.
You and me. Okay. For sure. At Hudson Kitchen, we have what we call the money bell that we ring when we're celebrating something here. Could be getting a new retail partner or somebody's employee getting their paycheck. And I'm just wondering what you're celebrating right now. Could be personal or professional.
I'm going to give you both. So having my first surgery ever is my personal. I was scared. I went through pain for the last year and a half, scared to go through surgery. So kind of getting that courage to go through it. I turned 39 this year. I want to try to run another marathon by the time I'm 40. So this was kind of the path to doing that. So hoping I can, over the next year or so, get myself back in shape to run a mountain marathon here at that too.
Oh, wow.
At 5,000 feet up in the air, try to do something on that side. On the professional side, my thing I want to celebrate is actually my team. They are in it. They're just absolutely amazing. They have over the last year, most of them have been with me for almost the 4 years I've been here with Thrive Market. But over the last year, the professional growth that they've all had, where they've taken the step and they've gotten themselves out doing these types of things, doing podcasts and doing interviews in the industry, where they were scared to do public speaking or scared of saying the wrong thing. A lot of them have gone out of their comfort zone and just have grown amazingly professionally over the last year. The amount of work that they're putting in towards our mission, finding the right products for our members, the response that our members are giving just makes me know that they are making the absolute right decisions. I really empower them for to take autonomy and really make decisions on their own based on how they feel our members are going to respond. And they've just done an amazing, amazing job. So I want to really celebrate my team, just all the success they've brought to Thrive Market and the success that they've in turn instilled on making me look good as well.
That's awesome. Thank you. It's nice to hear that you really love your team and you're so proud of them.
We call ourselves the food fam, actually. We're a group of 13 foodies. When we get together, we are literally, no joke, ordering everything on the menu. We've got a table full of food and we're just trying everything. So we are the food fam. And that's our relationship connection, is that we all love food. If we're on our team meeting, we start the first 15 minutes, usually like, what did we eat over the weekend? Or talking about, I saw this amazing food that you had that you took a picture on Instagram, and we talk about food for 15 minutes before we jump into business. So really, really thankful for my team.
So, well, Jason, thank you so much for being here. Please let everyone know where they can find out about you and Thrive Market.
Yeah, so thrivemarket.com, where you can hit us up on Instagram, come visit the website. We do a 30-day risk-free trial to membership. So within the first 30 days of your year membership. If you're not happy, we'll refund. So come in and really take a look at our offering and what we're doing on the healthy, sustainable side and the amazing deals that we offer our members. And then you can find me at LinkedIn, on LinkedIn at Jason Medart.
Oh, thank you so much.
Awesome. Thanks, Shanava.
The Food Means Business podcast was produced by Hudson Kitchen. It is recorded at the studio at Kearney Point and mixed and edited by Wild Home Podcasting. Our theme song is by Damian DeSandes, and I'm your host, Janaba Johnson-Jones. Follow Hudson Kitchen on Instagram at The Hudson Kitchen, and to get food business bites right in your inbox, sign up for our newsletter at thehudsonkitchen.com/newsletter. Listen, follow, and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get podcasts. Until next time.